I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville could become the next Virginia city to use ranked choice voting in its local elections. It's likely there will only be one debate between Virginia's candidates for U.S. Senate, and a federal judge finds that Hanover County's school transgender policies following the governor's guidelines violate the rights of a would-be student athlete. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, August 20th. Charlottesville could become the second place in Virginia to use ranked choice voting in its local elections. Monday's city council meeting featured a first reading of a proposed ordinance that would allow ranked choice voting to be the vote method for the June 20th through 25th city council primary. Ranked choice voting advocate and former delegate Sally Hudson believes the practice makes for fair political races, and she's optimistic other communities will follow suit.
This is something that hopefully will be picking up steam in other communities. Arlington went first last year. Charlottesville is on track to go next.
Under current Virginia law, ranked choice voting can only be used in county board or city council races. Attorney General Jason Meares released an advisory opinion last week that the Virginia retirement system should not make investments prioritizing environmental issues, social issues, and corporate governance. Meares said the investments, quote, must be driven by careful, calculated financial foresight. Currently, there is no VRS policy to prioritize those types of investments. The system's beneficiaries include state employees, public school teachers, and local officials. The Associated Press reports the AG's opinion was written at the request of Republican delegate Nick Freitas, who represents an area north of Charlottesville in the House of Delegates. Virginia is sending 119 delegates and 8 alternates to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this week. The Newsleader reports that includes federal lawmakers, state representatives, and local leaders. Senator Tim Kaine is serving as a superdelegate. Kaine's Republican opponent, Hung Cao, spoke at the Republican National Convention in July. Mr. Cao has declined to agree to more than one debate with incumbent Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Cao declined last week to participate in a debate proposed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and an in-person candidate forum that AARP Virginia had proposed with a Richmond television station. That leaves only one debate, a televised face-off on October 2nd at Norfolk State University, and a pair of potential teletown hall conference calls to allow AARP members to hear from the candidates on issues important to Virginia seniors. Kaine's campaign said Monday that it had accepted invitations to 3 debates and the AARP candidate forum. And finally today, Hanover County's school board implemented Governor Glenn Youngkin's transgender student policies, but a federal judge found the policies violate the rights of a would-be student athlete. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner has more.
Janie Doe, a pseudonym used by an 11-year-old transgender Hanover County student, can try out for her school's tennis team after a federal judge found a school board policy barring her from playing violated her civil rights. Janie filed her complaint in federal court in July. The policy, authored by Governor Glenn Youngkin's Department of Education, bars her from participating in girls' sports because she was born biologically male. The county argued it was a matter of fairness, but in an opinion issued Friday, District Judge Hannah Luck said, quote, it is impossible to discriminate against a person for being transgender without discriminating against them on the individual basis of sex. The U.S. Supreme Court has found previously that being trans is a sex characteristic, making it protected under the term sex in non-discrimination laws. Title IX is the federal law that bars discrimination in schools, and while the separation of sexes is allowed in some cases, Wyatt Rolla, an attorney for the ACLU of Virginia who represented Janie, said the separation can't cross the line into discrimination.
As a trans girl, with her specific facts, she should be able to play on the girls' team. She doesn't want to abolish girls' teams and boys' teams. She wants to play with her friends on the girls' team.
Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares joined Hanover in defending their ban, but that argument has failed to sway federal courts that have jurisdiction in Virginia. In a recent statement related to a similar trans sports ban in West Virginia, Meares said allowing trans girls to play would undermine decades of progress and is simply unfair to women and girls. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.